the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Braxton.
Check this out.
Maria, do you want to get that coffee down your gate first before you...
Oh, that's so kind, Mike.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy New Year. Welcome to the show again. Thank you for joining us once again for a new year here on BFM, that's on the so Breakfast kind. Show, on the Mikey Avery Breakfast Show here on BFM every morning, weekday morning here at BFM. And just trying to pad it out for you so you're comfortable here.
That's so incredibly kind. So this morning on the BFM, you know, Madman DVD review, we're going to look at something called Mary and the Witch. And quite frankly, I've just come back from Australia and I haven't actually seen it. However, I can see that there are
best
some...
Best type of review.
There are some animated characters, which is great.
So it's an anime?
It's got a limited release in theatres at the moment, so we can all go and see it together.
Including you, listener, because I've got a double pass to give away after this review.
We can hold hands. Look at the animation.
Holding hands in the movie has caused me the most trouble in my life.
Is it? Michael! Yeah.
But I mean, you know, it's quite rude. You know, those other people, they pay for their tickets, and just because you're stretching out and holding their hands. Is that what you mean?
No, someone I knew, obviously, but just long story.
All right.
A long time ago, long story. Just.
So as far as I understand it, it's a group of Japanese animators who are ex-Studio Ghibli.
Yes, that's right,
so
yes.
So if you're into...
Spirited Away and
yeah,
all
that.
Yeah,
that sort of thing is yeah. your wheelhouse. Then wheelhouse. Three of them have kind of branched off. Thank you. And made this new studio, of which Mary and the Witch's Flower is their first film.
Yes, that's absolutely right, it seems.
Welcome back.
Hey, guess what? Kate Winslet... Wow, Kate Winslet does one of the... This is just me trying to Google it. Kate Winslet does one of the voices, that's great. So does Jim Broadbent. And, you know, voice casting is a really interesting thing to talk about in relation to
animated film. Yeah, this is in the dubbed version, because in
of
a...
Of the Japanese...
Yeah.
Jim Broadbent's amazing.
He is.
I watched a really good movie, a really good
face.
Series that he was in with a guy...
Yeah,
no, the main guy plays a young gay guy, a young sort of confused gay guy, goes home with the guy and the guy dies, and then there's all this follow up. And Jim Broadbent's sort of like a older gay guy who sort of is his mentor, and then turns out it's a sort of spies and skullduggery. I can't remember what it's called. I'll find out for you.
Jim Broadbent does a... No, let me just find that out for you.
Jim Broadbent, I'm so glad I turned down being Del Boy.
Yeah. And Minder.
And Only Fools and Horses.
Oh, he actually played a copper in it.
Yeah.
Played a policeman in it. Real dodgy.
DCI
Roy
Slater.
Yeah, Roy Slater.
Oh, I'm thinking of Avita Zane Pett. That's what I'm thinking of.
No, Avita Zane Pett.
That's my favourite all-time English show.
It's so good.
It's a great... Yeah, but, I mean, you know, mostly... this particular film is Japanese. It's about Princess Mononoke and that's what Studio Ghibli did. This is such a mess up. This particular tale is about adolescent awakening, and it fails to live up to the magic of its predecessors. Apparently. Yeah. Which is a real pity if you're into, you know, Japanese animation, which actually I'm not.
This is the best review ever.
It's quite a stellar review.
It's amazing. But we have tickets. You can go and see it in the cinema, and you can appreciate it in all of its massive.
It's got to be good. It's got to be. The story's got to be up to scratch though, because otherwise they wouldn't have bothered dubbing it, would they?
It is based upon a British children's book.
Thank you, Sarah.
Right. I do believe.
This is the kind of review you could actually find out by using the Google machine yourself. however, if you got the DVD as opposed to going to the cinema, you could hold hands with whomever you wanted.
That's
in privacy.
True.
Yeah.
Or
that's
in public.
That's true.
A nice way to do that would be to go to the cinema and then just take someone with you, because it's a double pass I'm about to give away. And then if they go, I love that movie, go, did you? Well, here you go. And give them their own copy on DVD.
Oh, like it.
Never.
Yeah, that's actually
amazing. We may never meet again, but you'll never forget this. No, come on, drop it in for the other. Come on with the old, yeah.
Well, Madman will be be putting out the DVD in the future, but as it's got a cinematic release at the moment, what we do have to give away as part of the Madman DVD review is a double pass to go and see it in cinema.
In cinema.
That's quite, you know, like fresh, isn't it?
Fresh.
I mean, because usually on the Madman DVD it's about old stuff.
It is.
That's kind of been published.
I think recent. We say usually recent.
Yeah, recent stuff. Yeah.
Came out in Japan in the middle of last year.
Sure.
But then had the fancy famous English dub version.
Like a new Japanese car, though. It comes out in Japan, everyone has a go at it, and then they just send it off somewhere else.
Yeah. It's true.
So this is kind of like an import movie that you can watch for half the price of what it would have been in Japan?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
Yeah.
Caller,
sure.
You there, caller? Caller? Where's our good friend caller? Caller? Oh, I think I broke the caller.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that.
Apparently the movie has struck a chord in Japan. Perhaps after the 2011 earthquake and tsunami. I'm not quite sure why, because I haven't seen the film.
I love this so much. It's a good time.
I'm gonna that one. Caller, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Apologies, caller.
I bet you can't wait now, eh?
Caller,
you definitely want it. You definitely the double pass has piqued your interest.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
All right, well let me just read. I'll read you out my review that I wrote of it when I was come on, man. I'm guessing it's about a young girl named Mary who discovers she's got the mysterious power to become a witch for a single night. It's an anime fantasy film based on The Little Broomstick by Mary Stewart and the first feature film from Oscar-nominated ex-Ghibli lead producer. What did you say? Yoshishaki...
Hiromasa Yonebayashi.
Nishimura. Arigato. Amazing. Thank you, Sarah. And
so that's what I thought of it anyway, Cole. And what's your name?
My name's Adam.
Adam. That's not a very Japanese name, but yeah, all right. Well, Adam.
Adam-san.
Adam-san, there you go. Okay, that'll do. Stay there. We'll get your details. We didn't have to do anything. Just stick with the radio. Will you stick with us?
I recognise that present is harder than some days.
Hey, and Adam.
Oh, just give us a second.
Oh, yes. That's so nice. What a little ice shake.
I don't know if it's the booze talking or...
This is apparently the sixth highest grossing film in Japan in 2017, and it's... It's been released in Australasia by a madman.
I know. So I know what you're going to do straight after the show.
Well, I just
have
go and see
drink.
It. Yeah, I need some more coffee. thank you very much, Sarah and Mikey, for your exceptional help. And
even punch Rob in the stomach if you want.
You've got to find it first.
That's true, actually. Is it red? I can see the
ribs. This is a testament to Dr. Walls's dedication to the show, though. We've had quite a few people this week, first week back, go, oh, I'm just mysteriously
unable to attend.
I just can't, eh?
Yeah. Like, well, oh, hey, man, of course, you know, no one's suggesting that those people are just slacking off at all or, you know, taking the piss.
All of them individually are definitely sick.
Yep, so, you know, we wish them all the best. And, I mean, it's the time of year for it, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely cold and flu season.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, well, to kick 2018 off with a film review of a film which I have not seen is very...
The only way's up.
But
really.
It's
Things will get better. It's really great, Mikey.
You're excited, eh, Adam? You can't wait to go and see it now, eh?
Oh, I can't wait.
What are you doing today, Adam? What's on your agenda?
Just waiting to go to work, I think.
Should probably hang up then, eh? Should probably say goodbye. Say thank you very much for joining, being part of the show, part of the community, and we look forward to seeing you
show.
Again.
It's the Adam Show and Breakfast. 95 BFM.
You know what? That's exactly what it is, you know. It's not the Mikey. It is the Mikey Everett Breakfast Show, but I mean, the Mikey Everett Breakfast Show is actually your show.
Ah.
It's for you to do with what you please.
Thank you,
Mike. We'll deliver it every day, and you either slop it all over yourself or whether you just want to just sort of nibble at little pieces of it, then you're more than welcome.
Can you do a dolphin sound for us?
Is that right? Was that all right?
That was beautiful.
Kind of couldn't really do that. I'll jump into the.
It's got a bit of a cough at the moment.
That still works.
It's funny when a grown man asks another grown man to impersonate a sea mammal, isn't it?
I thought it was nice.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying it's interesting. Yeah, it's a part of this. This is you can't do that on Facebook, can you?
Don't know.
Please impersonate a sea mammal. Send. Oh, he's going to reply. Oh, boop. Here it goes. Reply. There's whistle, whistle, squeak, squeak. You know that?
It's a bit pterodactyl towards the end, though.
No, pterodactyl's. There. An electric, pterodactyl's.
I stand corrected.
That is pterodactyl, isn't it? Am I right, Sarah?
I don't know.
Can I get some? When I get it right, can you at least tell me when I get it right?
Yep. No. Great. Good.
What about?
See, listeners, it gets worse when I don't look at him, and he just does it louder.
That was the Madman DVD review,
and it's in colour.